questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Sayyid, our question today is about theological beliefs and also logic. If we employ logic, we can very easily answer this question. The poser of this question says, are turbas, praying tablets, clay tablets that Shia Muslims mostly pray on, idols? And by extension, is prostrating on these turbas, idol worship, in other words, polytheism? And do we have any narrations regarding the use of turbas?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, according to the Shia beliefs that we have and the narrations that we have, in order to prostrate or do sajda, we have some conditions. Number one, there are like seven parts of the body should be on the earth. That's the first thing. When it is said on the earth, it means like it should touch the ground.
Right.
The second thing is about the sajda, basically, like where you need to place your forehead.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, it is said that anything that you eat or you wear, anything that we eat or wear, we cannot place our forehead on it.
Right.
This is the main thing, the main reason of not prostrating or doing sajda on a carpet or a mat, praying mat. Okay.
Why? It is not clothing.
Why? The needs that you use. Obviously, it's made of, what is it made of? Wool?
Right.
Plastic? Yeah.
Right.
So all these things are used in the clothing. Your clothes, when we wear clothes, we use
it. Right.
On the other hand, you know, the things that we eat, we cannot use them as well.
Right.
What is left is anything which you do not eat and anything which is not the part of clothing. That's the first thing. Therefore, we use wood. We use leaves which are not
everything
eatable.
Everything that grows from the ground, from the earth.
The wood, the leaves of the trees which are not used for eating. We use the straws. Obviously, the hasir is a, you know, a kind of mat which is made of straws, basically.
Right, which grows from the ground.
Which grows. So technically, when we talk about this thing, we say anything which grows from the ground, you can do sajda on
which
it.
Which is not edible.
And
used for clothing.
It is not edible and it's not used for the clothing. So you can do this. That's the first thing. Now, the main part is anything that grows from the earth, naturally. This is the main issue. This is the main point. That, for example, if there is something, if we have a place where there is some cement, you cannot prostrate on the cement. It's not a natural thing which is grown by the earth.
Right. You know, it's man-made, this cement.
It's a man-made asantum. And obviously the mats that are made of plastics.
Also man-made.
Man-made. So it's not naturally been grown from the earth.
Right.
So we talk about something which has been naturally grown from the earth, and we do not make any change into its actual essence. You know, maybe from the straws we can make a mat, but the straw itself has its own...
It is still a straw mat.
Yes, it is still a straw.
Right.
The piece of wood, we can cut it into small pieces, but the wood is wood.
It's still wood.
It's not been processed to something else. You know, the actual essence of the wood has been not changed. Similarly, clay. You can make a hard clay, you know, the shapes that we have, for example, turba that we use.
Right.
You can change it, but the clay is clay. It's
right.
not been like not been changed to anything else.
It's not suddenly a statue or an idol.
Yeah. Right. So basically, that's the main thing. That's the main we can say thing that we have. On the other hand, in the Ahl Sunnah, they say like we can like pray or prostrate anywhere we can do. We have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray the way you see me praying. And in many narrations, we have even from the wife of the Prophet, the Lady Aisha, she said that sometimes the Prophet used to order me to bring the hasir on which he used to prostrate. Hasir is the small mat which is size of a hand,
right,
where he used to, like it was a straw mat, small straw mat,
right,
on which the Prophet used to place his forehead while he was prostrating or doing sajda. So right, we have these narrations in which the Lady Aisha has said that the Prophet used to order me to give my, you know, the hasir when he was about to going to the mosque, or right, maybe if it was inside the room, he used to call her wife and ask them to give him.
Additionally, so, you also have historical accounts, if you mm-hmm. look at the history books, that said the Muslims in the beginning of Islam, inside the mosque, they would come in, and where would we place our forehead, where would we do sujood, prostration? They would put dirt, straw,
yeah,
or anything natural, so anything people natural could do prostration.
Ahsan. So we have all these facts, and on the basis of these facts, we say that we do, you know, sajda, or the, we prostrate on the natural things. Now,
right,
whereas it is related to the turba, the piece of mud or
right,
the clay that we use, and they say like it's like idols, this is not idols, come on.
Right.
The idols has a specific shape. And yes, we have some narrations like in the history, it is said like the polytheists, when they became newly Muslims and they were not converted to Islam, especially after the victory of Mecca,
right,
they were not converted by heart.
Right, yes.
And they
that's
used
to escape prosecution.
Yes, they used to hide
yes,
them, hide the, you know, the idols under their, you know, the arms, and
right,
they used to do such actions. But relating those actions to the Muslim Ummah, especially the Shia school of thought, it's not about only Shia school of thought. If they are questioning or relating this, they are relating this to the Prophet as well.
Right.
To the Aimah, to the Ahlul Bayt as well, because
right,
we learned this from the Ahlul Bayt and
to
the
early Muslims, to
and
the Sahaba as well.
Yes, and even about the mud of Karbala,
right,
the land of Karbala, you know, the clay that we have, or the turba that we have from the land of Karbala, it has a lot of, you know, benefits, and obviously it is very much recommended to do sajda on the mud of Karbala. Why? Because the narration says that who does prostrate on the mud of Karbala, obviously his prostration or the sajda has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah listens more like. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's because of the incident that happened and how the Islam was saved on that land.
Right.
It is actually about the Islam. It's about the
survival,
you know,
of Islam, of
the
goal Muhammadan
and
Islam.
Yeah, Ahsan, the goal of the Islam and how the Islam was saved on that land.
Right.
It's because of that. It's not because someone is worshipping, na'uzubillah, we can say like, may Allah forgive us, like worshipping the Imam Hussein. It's not the worshipping of Imam
right,
Hussein, it's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Because when he do sajda, he says, subhana rabbi al-a'la wa bihamda, and he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Like when we say subhanallah, we basically, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tasbih.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
If they say that we worship this clay tablet, then when you are praying on a rock, you're worshiping the rock then.
Yeah.
Same logic.
It's the same logic. Yeah. In the Masjid al-Nabawi, we can say like in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the
right,
Kaaba, there are no carpets. So when you do like prostrate on the you know, this stone.
Marble.
Marmar.
Marble.
Marble. When you prostrate on the marble, then obviously you're worshiping some idol marble art.
Yes, you're worshiping marbles suddenly. And you
when
got...
We, When we prostrate towards Kaaba, which is the Kaabatullah, the house of Allah,
right.
Does Allah lives in that house? It's a building of rocks.
Right. With one very important rock.
Well,
or a piece of rock.
Yes. Yeah. So these are the piece of rocks.
Yeah.
But we know that this is something which Allah has said just face towards this.
It is
so
symbolic.
You can have unity. The symbol, yes. It's symbolic. It's not worshipping that house itself. It's the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So those who say such things about the Shia school of thought, or those who basically prostrate on the, we can say, clay or the mat of straw, and all those things, it's just in vain. And we have many proofs, especially, you know, the last thing which we just discussed about the Kaaba. The Kaaba itself is made of rocks.
Right.
But this is not a sajda to the rocks.
Right.
It is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly,
right.
When we do that on the clay, on the turba or a straw mat, this sajda is been said in the narrations. We have narrations, and the narrations which are narrated by the Lady Aisha is
right.
Not from others as well, because an she was in the house.
Yes, an objection to the way that Shia Muslims pray and the way that Muslims should pray is also the same objection that disbelievers say about Muslims, that we pray to a house,
yeah.
To a rock, a cube.
If I can just quickly say, like, one of the narrations, like in the Ahl Sunnah books, for example, in Sahih Bukhari, it is the volume 1, page 92. And in the book, in the Sahih Bukhari, volume 1, page 92, it is the book of Tayammum. In the book of Tayammum, it is said that we can say like the land or the earth,
yes,
the clay, for me is been made a place of prostrating and doing tayammum.
Interesting. That's in Sahih al-Bukhari.
In Sahih Bukhari. That is the place of doing prostrate, sajda, the mahallu of sajda, mahallu sajda. This is the place of doing sajda or the prostrate and tayammum.
To be clear, who says this?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Himself.
Yes.
Right.
It is the Prophet who said this. So we have many narrations, like the Ahl Sunnah also have. I think like the many Sunni ulama also knows that
yeah.
This is allowable, you can do this. But generally such questions are from those who haven't learned about their books and
Islam in itself. Right.
Yeah.
Say just one final question. On some turbas that we pray on, there is an image. For example, there is an image of the shrine, or maybe perhaps even the supposed face of one of the imams, and just some writing perhaps. Can we still prostrate on these images that are imprinted on the clay tablets?
We cannot do that, because the place where we pray or prostrate should be clear.
Should be even.
Even, and it should not have any images. And I do recommend for those, I will request those who basically make or manufacture or made these things, that do not print anything on both sides.
Agreed.
You know, do not print anything on both sides, because your action is making false or bringing false questions, or just prompting some false questions in the minds of the people, the general Muslim ummah, which has nothing to do with the Shia beliefs.
Right.
And if there are, for example, you know, when we ask them, like, why do you do this? They say, like, because this is the turba, or the clay from the Karbala. We are making the picture of shrine of Karbala, so that whoever gets this, he knows that it is from Karbala or from Mashhad. Well,
many
from,
reasons.
Yeah.
Right. Also
or
design
like,
reason. It
yes.
Looks prettier.
some write down the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it, and
yeah.
It's not good to do that. Like,
right.
Leave it plain. Leave it plain so that if someone wants to use it, it can use both sides. It should be even like to use that.
Sayyid, I thank you for your insightful knowledge and for your time today. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن